orange is a good colour to look for spongelite. Spongelite was the extremely sharp type of cutting tool that I was talking about with you guys. But then we put him back exactly where we find him.
Hi, Andrew Starrick. I'm the principal at Burnie Primary School.
Arthur River today, a slightly different classroom, Andrew?
Absolutely. Today we're learning from the oldest classroom in the world. There's one thing to learn about Aboriginal culture and history, but there's another to bring them out on country and to learn from Aboriginal people and perspectives. So it's been really valuable. Like most things, I was just talking to the kids just then about, you know, they're learning about abalone shells, for example, but to actually have one in your hand and to experience it, that's when the learning happens.
And you can actually hear and smell the Southern Ocean from here as well.
That's absolutely
got to enhance the experience.
Yeah. Definitely. And that's what we come down at this time of the year. It's a real experience for the kids. I've been dragging kids up this way for about 17 years now. It's been a bit of a passion of mine in education to be able to get kids on country. Each year it becomes easier as you learn new things yourself and new contacts. But having Jai here today has been a game changer for us. An Aboriginal Discovery Ranger working with parks. He was also a kindergarten student of mine when I was at Redpath Primary School back in 2000. So it's been an absolute joy for me to learn from Jai now.
And you're taking the kids to the King's Run property today and to Premagana, the mountain. It must be a great addition to the experience of learning down here to have access to that King's Run property.
Absolutely. We've been fortunate to have developed relationships with a number of different people within Aboriginal communities to allow us to go onto those places, deeply significant places, and it's really hard to describe until you get down there and it actually engulfs you and it's part of you and it's a very spiritual place. And so to be able to share that with the kids is an amazing learning experience that a lot of adults will never get the opportunity to do.
Another seal bone, beautiful job. We can see that one. It would have been potentially one of its pectoral bones for its front flippers. It's very old, you can tell. It's very brittle on the inside. This could well be a bone that's been taken from a harvested fur seal in this area with these seal hides here.
G'day, my name's Jai Croswell, Aboriginal Discovery Ranger on the northwest coast of Tasmania. Today, it's been an absolute privilege having a group of kids here from Burnie Primary creating our very own kelp basket. So here we are at King's Run, last refuge for a lot of endemic species, plants and wildlife that are still a really huge part of Indigenous culture here in Tasmania. Jeff King was a huge mentor for me, environmental activist and an inspiration. Growing up on the farm with Hugh, his youngest son, is one of my best mates, I really had the unique opportunity to get to know Jeff personally. People from all over the world were able to come and see Tasmanian devils in their natural habitat with their natural behaviour. Being able to see a carcass being torn apart right in front of you really is amazing, seeing the seal hides, so seeing the indentations within rocks on this coastline, which we use as ambush sites for hunting seals, as well as temmas, hut depressions left behind by the Indigenous people living in the area, as well as extensive middens. So seeing all the different types of marine resources harvested by Indigenous people over generations in this area.
My name's Jared Edwards. We're currently standing at Premagana, which is on the northwest coast of Tasmania, about 10 kilometres north of Murrawar. It's an area of land that was returned to the Aboriginal community in the late 90s, and it's one of the most culturally rich and sensitive areas that you could find on Earth. Premagana is one of those places that's got a lot of stories to tell about the old people. It's got the marks that they left behind in the sandstone rocks up on the end of the beach. It's got some of the most rare plant species in the world that you'll find, like the Crispedia premagana is only located here on the southern flanks of the mountain. I suppose I'm very fortunate in that I've had the opportunity as an Aboriginal person to live on and care for premagana. It's a place that our community holds dear to their hearts, especially Northwest Coast community members and also community members from all around the state and around Australia. Every year we congregate here for one long weekend in March and just spend 4 or 5 days practicing culture, catching up, watching our kids grow up, sharing stories. And I think this year there was about 250 people, and it's an absolutely empowering thing.
Can I ask you your name?
I'm Parisa.
Grade 4?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you going to do with your kelp basket?
I'm giving it to my mum.
Oh, lovely. What do you think she'll do with it?
Her jewelleries.
Her jewellery, yeah, it'd be lovely for jewellery, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's got jewels on it already, hasn't it, with the shells?
Yeah.
Natural jewellery.
Yes.
How'd your kelp basket go?
Good.
Good? What are you going to do with it?
Use it. I might put some, like, stuff in it and hang it like above my bed.
Tell me, what's your name?
Jackson.
Good job, it looks fantastic.
Thank you. It has some lovely shells on it.
Yep.
And it's not quite done yet.
Not quite done yet. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
It's a very old craft, that.
Yeah.
And the kids here at Arthur River, before heading off, have had the chance to hold and look at ochre and flint tools. They're now making kelp baskets there.
Absolutely.
So hands-on is another great way to learn, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's the real clincher for us as far as, you know, you can inquire in the classroom, you can do that pre-learning, but when you can go out on country and experience it, you can feel it, you can smell it. You watch, these kelp baskets will go back home and they will start stories with parents around what they've been learning as well. And the stories that are generated from that, who knows where their learning goes to, so...
What do you want to see or hear from the kids back in Burnie a week or a month from now that you think they will have gained from this experience?
It's an experience that we weren't privy to. Aboriginal culture and history wasn't necessarily given great exposure when I was at school, for example, but it is now. And so adults are now learning at the same time as kids. And so Jai sharing his knowledge with us, the kids then going home, sharing their knowledge and experiences, and respect and recognition and acknowledgement is teaching us a lot.
And a bonus nature lesson today when the bus driver found a leech.
Yeah.
And attached it to a pole in the middle of the shelter shed here. And it certainly turned lunchtime into an excitement. It was fear and joy and everything going on at once.
All part of the experience, yeah. Couldn't have planned it better, really.
And questions like, what does that thing actually do?
Yeah.
Difficult to answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, they are creeping them out.
Yeah, and look, when we go down to King's Run and up to Premiana too, you know, no doubt we're going to come across a whole heap of things that are going to, you know, these are the types of experiences kids will remember. You know, they'll look back in years to come and see that kelp basket and it'll bring back that learning, but also that real quality experience that we're looking to bring kids.
Look, I think the biggest thing for us as Aboriginal people when we bring children onto country, Aboriginal kids or non-Aboriginal kids, is that sense of time and connection to country that Aboriginal people have with places like this, but also a sense of ownership that everyone should take away from this, because at the end of the day, Lutra Witta or Tasmania belongs to everyone, and if everyone can take away a sense of ownership and pride in that story, it helps us as Aboriginal people preserve it and protect it for many, many generations to come, so that story can continue to be told.